and in my case, I'm from Ohio, so I had a 16-hour trip here, which entailed laying over in Oklahoma because we generally don't like to keep the bulls on the trailer much more than 12 hours. So it was about 10 hours to Veneta, laid over there, then drove the rest of the way in yesterday, give the bulls all day today to rest, and then tomorrow they'll buck. So that's a big part of it right there. And then just the general care of them, we exercise them, we feed them a special diet. Unlike the beef cattle, we don't want to create fat. We want lean, hard muscles. So we give them different minerals and a different mixture of feed than you would like a steer, for instance. And believe it or not, we have chiropractors that work on the bulls as well. I mean, they're an athlete as well, and we try and keep them in the top condition at the same time.
It was interesting hearing him talk about the, like how you kind of try to learn about the bull's personality.
Sure, or the habits of them. Like maybe this bull, what we call turn back when they spin, but maybe he goes two jumps and then turns back to the left normally. So they try and kind of focus on that to you know, team up with that bull.
Yeah, and you want them to be excited but not angry too.
Exactly, and that's a misconception. A lot of them are not necessarily mean. I have bulls that I pet at home, but they know when they get in that chute, it's game time, and they've been bred genetically to do this, and they kind of learn the game and they enjoy it.
Yeah, it's one of those that the guys back in Pendleton, they would say, it's like, you know, you want, it's almost like going to a football game where it's like offense, defense, but you guys don't hate each other. It's just they know it's a competition.
Absolutely, they really do. I mean, a lot of people don't realize the personalities they get and stuff and develop, but they definitely learn the game as they go.